It's still hard to forget the early pandemic scenes of supermarket shelves and empty supermarket shelves and people fighting over toilet paper, but there's been a silver lining from the hoarding of toilet paper. A surge in sales has helped one charity to raise money to build toilets in developing countries like Kenya. Felicity Ogilvie reports.
It seems there are Facebook groups for almost everything, and toilet paper is no exception. Even before the pandemic, Canberra woman Bonnie Babick was running a group that ordered toilet rolls, up to 1,500 at a time, with members sharing the costs between themselves. So when supermarket shelves started to be stripped, Bonnie Babick also tried to keep up with demand.
There's been a crazy amount of toilet paper going through my garage, to the point that we were a bit nervous that if people found out that we had a big stash of toilet paper, that they might come visiting.
The group buys the loo paper from a company called Who Gives a Crap, an Australian-owned business which donates 50% of its profits to helping build toilets and improve sanitation in the developing world. Simon Griffiths is the CEO.
5% of all Australians visited our website in the month of March, which, you know, it's just kind of mind-boggling in terms of the scale of what was going on in our country at that time.
And while he too has run out of supplies at times, the 40% increase in sales has also meant a big boost to the charitable donations the company is making.
The last couple of years, we've tried to shoot to get our donations up over $1 million for the financial year, and we've not quite ever made it. And this year, we're going to be into the multi-millions.
One charity benefiting from the toilet paper buying spree that will get money to build toilets is Shining Hope for Communities in Kenya. It tries to tackle urban poverty by providing clean water and sanitation, and that includes building toilets. Kennedy Odede is the founder.
It just makes me so happy that those who are buying toilet papers for their houses, because they are lucky that they are able to have it in their own house, are now also supporting those who cannot afford to have a toilet.
Back in Canberra, Bonnie Babick is happy that the panic buying is having a positive effect for those without the luxury of that choice.
I guess we take it for granted. In my home, I have two. I never have to worry. Where I can't even imagine what it would be like living in a country or living in a home that wasn't just there.
Toilet paper customer Bonnie Babick, ending that report from Felicity Ogilvie.